This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Explosions in several cities across Ukraine this morning, including strikes on the capital of Kyiv for the first time in months, after Russian President Putin called an explosion on a key bridge used by Russia a terrorist act. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
A Ukrainian presidential office video handout shows burning cars and firefighters in Kyiv's Shevchenko district. The voiceover in Russian saying, "They've struck here and there. They're injured. Civilians are helping. Here is the ambulance." An emergency service spokesman said in a statement, "The first strikes on the capital in 4 months targeted the center of the city and left dead and wounded." After the early morning strikes in Kyiv, more loud explosions were heard later in the morning in an intensification of Russia's attack that could spell a major escalation in the war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
North Korea is sending a warning to its enemies, says state media. It sees recent naval drills involving U.S. and South Korean forces as a military threat. So state media says that's why North Korea's been conducting test missile launches. Florida residents left homeless because of Hurricane Ian are wondering what's next for them. The AP's Julie Walker.
86-year-old Susan Colby picks through what's left of her mobile home in a trailer park in Fort Myers.
I'm 86 years old and I'm homeless. It's just crazy. I mean, never in my life did I dream wouldn't have a home.
She's trying to save what she can, like family photos, while worrying about what comes next. For some, the recovery has been fairly quick, yet residents of low-lying homes and mobile home parks are still shoveling mud that was left behind by floodwaters.
New York Congressman Lee Zeldin says his family is safe after two teenagers were shot and wounded outside his Long Island home. This is AP News. Smile. It's the weekend's number one movie. The AP's Ben Thomas takes us to the movies, in case you couldn't make it.
I'm seeing something no one else can see except for me. It's smiling at me.
Smile is again the top draw at the box office. After a $22 million opening, the creepy horror flick earned another $17.6 million in its second weekend, according to studio estimates Sunday.
There's a crocodile in the house!
The children's book adaptation Lyle Lyle Crocodile debuted in second with $11.5 million.
So, two soldiers and a nurse found ourselves in
Amsterdam. The star-studded 1930s mystery Amsterdam flopped, bringing in just $6.5 million despite an $80 million production budget. The Woman King and Don't Worry Darling complete the top five. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.